You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. May you do this well.
Give you praise, the one who will change all things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Come on, say that amen loud and clear.
Amen.
Can we celebrate God's grace, God's gift to us? Streams of life. Hallelujah. Please be seated, church. Thank you. You may please be seated, just to the barest minimum. Hallelujah. Who is excited to be in church? Last week, I began to talk about pathways for kingdom increase and establishment. That is, things that you must be committed to, without which establishment is not in view. Is that okay now? Everything I'm going to say this morning, take it very serious. Is that okay? Everything I'm going to say this morning, take it very what? Very serious. I was listening to the testimonies and I paid attention to the testimony of our brother who was talking about God just sending people from different corners who began to bring their supplies, and almost around the same time. And when I heard those things, I rose and I began to, you know, pray that the eyes of the people will be open, that God does not finance idleness. You can be in the same level till eternity. The moment you move, all resources follows. It is in dying that we live. It is in losing that we gain. Is that okay now? So I've talked last week about the pathway, different pathways you must be on for you to experience God's increase and establishment. I spoke about relationships. And I spoke about service and stewardship. Today I want to talk about sacrifice. Maybe I need to show you something that will... before I start teaching about that, I want to say that the assignment of the first phase of the assignment of men in my generation is to first detoxify the works of the enemy in the heart of the people. Because those who are victims of those false doctrines are people directly behind us. So before we can even begin to build, we have a first assignment of pulling down. That's the first that we are. We are having to pull down the structures that the enemy had tried to build. I've said when I was ministering in Akure this past week, that majorly we have had different moves in Nigeria. But majorly we can point to the 1930 revival and then the revival that came between the early 70s and the 80s. That was the move. And if you note that revival, that revival came immediately after the Civil War. Why? Revival is born from adversity. So, a land cannot be truly revived until God is all they have to turn to. And that was what happened. So, we are still benefiting from that. What was the similarity between the 1930 move and the early 70 move? Most of the young men that God began to use then, that are now fathers, he picked them in their 20s. Babalola was 27 or 25 in 1930. So what was happening now? The devil has seen that pattern. So his major arrow of attack is towards the young ones. How do you break a move? Disconnect the next from the previous. Let there be a gap between the fathers and the sons. The land will be cursed. So, the assignment we are doing now is to bring back the church to the protocols that brought us what we are enjoying in the first place. Blessed are your ears, for they can hear. And you have to listen. A carnal man cannot receive the things of the Spirit because they are spiritually discerned. Carnality is when a fellow has gotten to the point that all the yardstick of their conclusions is in the physical. Everything they can relate to it is that which they can see, feel, or touch. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 9, verse 11. So I want to show us a very important pathway that the devil has attempted to talk down in the church, which is sacrifice. Are you there? Ecclesiastes 9:11 says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. Let me read from another translation, maybe you understand. I want to read from New Living Translation. If they have it, they can project it. New Living Translation. Thank you. Now look at this interesting translation. I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race. The strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry. And the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time, also with the right resources. Let this scripture humble you. An average Christian now has set their mind in such a way that the arm of flesh can deliver all they need. They believe. When we say prayers in church, they say amen, but they believe that they will get the result because they know how to put 2 + 2 together. No. Do you get what I'm saying now? We have read that scripture, Deuteronomy chapter number 8. It is God who gives power to make wealth. So, there are other back-end principles that are very efficient to delivering real results in life. And because you are the fastest, doesn't mean you win. It means there are other factors that give men advantage. So the assumption and the conclusion that in every situation of life, I know my way out. Forget about all those guys. Life has a way of leading you back to humility. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, on Tuesday, we had a very amazing service. And one of the scriptures that was checked was the scripture. We've discussed this several times. Genesis 27. Abraham had been blessed. He found God. He was not the only man on the face of the earth. Just think about it. But God could beat his chest and say, Abraham, I swear, you are different. And God could go so far to tell him that the fastest way for any man to be cursed is for them to curse you. That was how far God went and put the blessing on him. Abraham carried it, but he entered it vitally when he took the knife to slash the throat of Isaac. And then God rose up and everything within him and placed it on him. It was so serious, the heaven and the earth responded that they had to rename paradise and call it Abraham's bosom. Listen to me. The power of every altar, or the effect of every altar, is determined by what died on it. And Abraham passed the blessing to Isaac. He blessed him. But for the blessing to be communicable, it was important that the seed or the womb that will house that blessing must carry the Abrahamic values. Must carry the what? Say it again. Hey, loud and clear. So he told his servant, don't get a wife for my son amongst the children of this land wherein I dwell. So he told him where to go. He said, the angel of the Lord will go with you. And the young man got there. Having observed the Abrahamic pattern, they all knew that there was something else that was behind those operations other than hard work. Many people may never know this till they die. They keep believing, I'm man enough. Me, I know what to do. These are very scary conclusions, And the young man prayed, let it be that whoever it is among those of this land that will come out, that will feed both myself and the camel, let it be that she will be a wife you have chosen for your son. And I've told you before, it could have been a season that many young girls have not having a dream that a nice young man was about to come. But it is not enough to know it in your spirit. There are corresponding actions that guarantees delivery. Please, be a student of the word. I took time to read again and again the story of Abraham. It didn't make sense how that God will stake mighty things on small principles. Everything you have promised a man, waiting now till he's 100, is locked up in some men who will pass randomly. And you sit in heaven and say, I have taught him to learn to entertain strangers. Lord, are you saying you look away? Is that it? Do you know what God was staking here? And God said, you can't move into the blessings of the next level without the lessons of the previous.
That's the key that unlocks the blessing. I have taught him. He should not be wearing well-doing. And then he called those strangers. And the result followed. Do you know Isaac could have said that I'm not into all those nonsense. I'm not my father, Abraham. I've seen a girl in this land. And that's it. Do you know he would have been happily married? Talk to me now. Happily, but not relevant for the future. Depends on the weight of the agenda at stakes. Sacrifice is always needed. I think in the days that men didn't know much, that we didn't have woke people, people found God more. If not for the ulterior motive, I support the social media ban. Because it is giving voice to those that God didn't want their voice to be heard. Do you think influence is just a small thing? That God will increase a man's mic in his generation? It matters what you will say. And one thing that must humble us is that in the days when Revival was Revival, nobody was advertising them on Facebook. So men had time to pray. Are you following me here? You must humble yourself and discover that the arm of flesh can't save you. There are principles in God that guarantees result. If you think you can, it will allow you to do it. And your whole life will be the duration of the experiment. Humble yourself. It is not unto him that willeth, not unto him that runneth, but unto God that showeth mercy. I stumbled on the news this morning. A young man, finally a medical student, step out of his house in Unical. Whether a soldier was angry with somebody or just thought of something, just focus on the young man and shot him twice on his chest. And that was it. If you think you have money to make wealth, do you have the power to stay alive to enjoy it? When they tell you submit to God, don't try to discover that you should have followed God on your last day on earth. One of the things I discovered earlier, I came from a family that is marked with hard work. My family, they are hard workers. And I saw things being raised, and I also saw them vanish. And I knew that this can't be the only way. So I discovered earlier that my strength can't save me. And that's why when I share stories of the instruction God has given to me and the things I've had to go through obeying those instructions, I prefer that pain than the pain that comes with leaning on my own understanding. And that's why I said we have so much work to cast down many wrong structures that the devil has built in the heart of people. They are strongholds. If you take a very genuine survey, at least 70 to 80% of young Christians don't believe that God is needed for them to rise. They believe, I went to school, I know what to do, forget it. And this thing, the aftermath is a very humbling one. Are you following what I'm saying?
So, the way the kingdom functions, I want to show you a scripture, Psalms 126. Psalms 126, from verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us, wherefore we are glad. Continue. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that go forth weepeth, bearing precious seed. Now look up. He that go forth weepeth, bearing what? He that go forth weepeth, bearing what? Precious seed. Precious seed is not the same thing as plenty seed. Precious because there are not many. God knows the capacity of what you can handle by looking at what you can release. He measures what you have capacity for by looking at what you can forego. I can even just deal with the elementary part of this issue. You get what I'm saying? That you have trusted God as a young man. You have trusted God. You've prayed, oh Lord, this is the season. And I come into that establishment, maritally and all those things. And you saw somebody. There's nothing wrong. Born again, Christ. This fellow doesn't have anything to hide. And God just observed you and looked at you well. And said, it could have been my will. But you'll be too engrossed in it to follow me. And God said, let it go. And that's the point you stop blaming Adam. You say, I don't know when it will take to say, fine girl like this. Oh God, you are not a killer of joy. That's why you start having revs. You will never see what God can do until you have submitted to the protocols. And sometimes to see what he can do, you have to let go of what he has done. That's the way. If you don't want to get hungry at night, pay attention to planting in the morning and afternoon phase of your life. Submit early to the protocols of God. It's wisdom. I saw some pictures circulating the internet, you know, yesterday at Lagos when Bishop David came and, you know, we have Apostle Selman and Pastor Jerry is here and they were there and I saw them, you know, kneeling down, they're talking to Papa. And I saw people post on WhatsApp status and say, humility. That's foolishness. That's not humility. That's wisdom. Humility, ke? Come on, wake up! Without controversy, the less is blessed of the greater. Someone says humility. Wrong placement of terms. That was what God's will meant when he said, the day you meet gatekeepers, may your hands not be empty. At that level, men are not preaching for honorarium. Because the people you are even privileged to meet in the same meeting was honorarium to all this nonsense. I was at Wafbeck, 2020, January. That was the point I told you I went to the hotel to, you know, meet my mentor. We emptied the ministry account.
and took the money there. So I knelt down, I was talking to him. When the white woman came and said, "What do you mean? Is it slavery?" The way I look at her, white woman, this is not America. Disappear now. What do you mean? Is it your kneeling now? But that's not what I'm saying. There was one of the guest ministers I won't mention. He was under that ministration when another minister was ministering. And he sensed in his heart to connect with what that minister of God was saying. And he came to the hotel and brought $10,000. How much honorarium do you want to give such a man? If you are doing it for money, you are not ready for greatness. That's why your motive must be deep. Because all those nonsense will have to clap. There is a way God will look at you and say that money is becoming your God. He will deal with you till that money is not your God. When we talk about sacrifice, we are not always talking about money. We are talking about the discipline of letting go. Some people need to sacrifice their time. They are too busy doing rubbish. Some people need to sacrifice certain relationships, certain companionships. Since those things entered their life, God has no more space. And that's why you need consistent touch. You need constant touch of God. If not, many things will be piling up in your life. The only thing messages will do is that it will scrape the surface. What long waiting will do is that it will make God go deep and remove all the debris. Many of you are long overdue for a retreat. Many debris, many thoughts, many opinions, many things they've accumulated on your mind now that it takes God to deliver you. Sacrifice. God knows those who can handle what He has for them by checking what they have capacity to forego. And there are levels that only sacrifice carry men through. And you must understand it. One of the things I know about this season is that anything I experience in this season is not a result, it is a test. I'll be very foolish to sit with it when I can be more. Truth is that the reason why it looks like sometimes people are not learning is because most pastors, and let this console you, ministers, most people you are talking to didn't plan to go as far as you think. You are the one going talking about prayer. Pray, spend. Most of them, they just want to stay alive. So how can you help a man whose mind is not shifted? There's nothing you can do. You teach people, pray for them about success in school. Some just want to graduate. Give me pass. Give me anything. Just open the gate and let me go. They already have plans. They will not use it. Even if you not use it to work, can't it become a good legacy? Nonsense. Except a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. John 12:24. And God values sacrifice over covenant. He does. You saw what happened when the king of Moab was fighting Israel. The hand of the Lord was with the Israelite until the king of Moab killed not just his son, a precious seed, the one that should be king in his stead. Ah, God said, Israel, I have a covenant with you. But that covenant, I didn't let him kill his own. This one has killed his own. I am on this side for this moment till you understand the demands. And the hand crossed. Real, hey, listen, and I'm not talking now. You have not experienced real lifting. Have you? Talk to me, have you?
No, sir.
You have not. Fuel price is still affecting you. To break through is to go out of the influence of government policy. You've not. And if you have not, and listen to me, sometimes it is those who are suffering the most that are stubborn the most. Suffering has a way of changing a man's mindset and just make them see. And that's why a man who is going through so much suffering can't see anything about success apart from money. So when that money comes, they I've waited. Oh, no. 2-5. I've waited. I will never let you go. Praise God. For those who are in first service, stay tuned with second service so I can go deeper into this. Kingdom establishment is a trust, and it's a sacred trust. It is not for fools. It is for those that God knows can flow through. Alright? The rich fool received the blessing and he decided it will not flow to anywhere else, or he will eat it all. And God said, it is not good for your kind to stay alive. The same way God said, it is not good for man to be alone. Men must not pattern after this kind. Tonight, your soul shall be required from you. May God trust you. Do you get what I'm saying? Sacrifice. The sacrifice of your belly to fast. Sacrifice. The sacrifice of your sleep to pray. Sacrifice. Many people can't pray for long. Are you seeing that you are in trouble? It's just like getting out. Many of you have not, you've not done many things for a long time. Just like getting out to jog, and you have jogged for 1 minute. Yeah, you are not fit. That's the issue. Hey. So you can't pray for long. You can't pray. You know your fitness level in prayer? 30 minutes. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. And God is saying, we have not started yet. You've not even asked for anything. Say, glory to God. I rejoice. Ole. Pour water on that bed and say, my eyes, go and sleep. I'm here. Any form of discomfort you have to go into to experience greatness is wisdom. It's wisdom. A great man of God was having his wedding. And it was a season in my life that the only thing I could afford towards that wedding was my transport fare. Carry myself there and carry myself back. And I said, this kind can't go like that. So I went to sow a seed of service. Where's Pastor Lalu? We're there together. We did it together. It was just the both of us that served the whole hall. I've been a pastor when I did that. People even thought that they hired, I have a company that was into catering. Yeah. Because I had to roll my trouser and was serving. Thank you. And we did it, Paul. Just the two of us. If it can be done, it must be done. Just the both of us served everything. I said, Lord, you have seen me. This is all I can give in this place. You don't have money. You don't have service. You are arrogant. You are stubborn. You are just the way you are. I say, I'm a success. Which type? You honor no man. You have no reverence for anybody. You don't recognize anything. Grace, say grace. Christ died for all of us. You are not the first that will have that conclusion. You won't be the last. You'll just be another example. Period. Are you following what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Just another example. There's something that we need in this season. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. We need it. Do you get what I'm saying? And I want us to bow our head and tell God, equip me with wisdom. Equip me with wisdom. Ah, a wisdom, Lord. So I can know how to position myself. Wisdom. In Jesus' name we are praying. Rise to your feet. We are past time, but I. Second service starts in 15 minutes then. I want to pray this prayer this way. That Lord, any price required for greatness, for my destiny to speak, the way you have it in your mind, equip me to pay the price. Don't pray this prayer quietly. Equip me, Lord, to pay the price required. May I not become an Esau? May I value tomorrow over today? Ah, sele makade mokombrovi nakai. Aya gaga gaba baba 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 yakadesh. Lord, equip me. Whatever doesn't look like you, that is manifesting self in me. Whatever doesn't show your grace, that is still reflecting in me. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Jesus, mighty name we are praying. If you think and believe that God has sent me, then let me teach you. Let me teach you. Don't come to church and pick only the things that you feel you like. If it is the counsel of God, it is a whole counsel. Is that okay now? One of my friends was talking when we went to Akure and was talking to the boys with me. And he said, you see this man, he's been like this in school days, leading us and all of that. He said, but after school, many of us relaxed. And I knew that time, many of them relaxed, started hunting for job in Lagos. It's not a crime. Just know where God wants you and be there. Is that okay? But the reason why it was a serious matter is that in this case, these are men of the calling. He was telling them, so it was in that time that the gap between us became so wide. The mistakes you are making now that look like it's just a small gap in destiny. No. It is not a small gap in destiny. It has a way of becoming big in no time. You just look back. And there's been a separation between men and boys. A wide one. And in destiny, it will keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. A 5-meter gap today can become thousands of kilometers tomorrow. Just that same gap. Because the wisdom that brought this shift is still functioning. The one that made this gap exist is still there. And before you know it, like it will not even look like there was a time these people were once together. Go through all those pain and pay the price now. And be glad tomorrow. Don't hurt your own destiny because of your belly. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm telling you. Was it not when we were about to get married that Apostle John Suleiman came to Ibadan and I took 200,000 naira there? Why did God wait until that time for God now say, you as a family, you will never be stranded? Is it just a statement? He's committed to it. There's something crying on the altar. That money may look small to you, but that money was for something very important. And thank God I married a woman who didn't shout when I said I've done this. God will provide. Many women are the reason why their husbands won't rise. So it will be men who should not rise that will marry them. Because they fight every process that brings it. And they are wise in their sense. What do you want to go and do? Church again? May our eyes of understanding be enlightened. May we value now. May we value what God is doing. Value the time and put it into use. Many people are crying for greatness, but they are not ready for the principles that bring it. They are not. Even God knows they are not ready. And there are people that it is important in the scheme of God they don't rise. Because people will suffer if they do. Are you following what I'm saying here? The Lord will help you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will help you. You'll never be small. In Jesus' name.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.